Welcome to From Trauma to True Love, the podcast where we break the cycle of painful relationships and build deep, lasting love you can trust. I'm Layla Reyes, a relationship coach, speaker, and author of Freedom from Shame, Trauma, Forgiveness, and Healing from Sexual Abuse. I'm here to help you release the invisible wounds from your past that may be holding you back from the love you truly desire. In each episode, we'll uncover the hidden patterns shaped by early childhood trauma, explore how they impact your relationships today, and guide you toward creating the partnership you were born to have. Whether you're looking to attract the one, deepen an existing connection, or finally feel safe in love, this is a space to discover what's possible. Let's dive into your journey from trauma to love. Hey, welcome back to From Trauma to True Love. Today, we're going to explore a topic that feels so personal for many of us. I know for myself, for sure, it's the heartbreaking, exhausting, and deeply frustrating cycle of attracting unavailable partners. So if you're here, chances are you've felt the sting of loving someone who couldn't or wouldn't love you back the way that you needed. Maybe you've found yourself holding on to the hope that this time it will be different, only to be left wondering why you weren't enough to make them stay or show up. So if this resonates, I want you to know something right now. You are not alone. I've been there too. And I know the heartache of bending myself into a pretzel, impossible shapes, trying to fit what I thought someone needed, all the while quietly hoping they'd finally see me, really see me, and then they would decide that I was worth it. The late night questions of what's wrong with me, or why can't I have the love that seems to come so easily for everyone else, have really echoed in my own mind, and I know in the minds of a lot of my clients. The truth is, those questions come from a place of hurt. And that place can feel so incredibly lonely. But here's what I've learned. This really isn't a problem about fixing yourself because you're not broken. You've been carrying beliefs about yourself for a very long time that were never true to begin with. And these beliefs were born out of early pain and experiences that shaped how you saw love and your place in it. So today I'm going to shine a light on those beliefs and the patterns that they create. And I'll talk about a little bit about why unavailable partners might feel so magnetic, why they keep showing up, and what it means to break free from this cycle. And most importantly, how to start showing up in a way that invites the kind of love that you truly deserve. So this conversation isn't about judgment. It's about hope, growth, and the kind of transformation that comes when you realize you're already worthy of love just as you are. So take a deep breath with me and let's begin this journey together. It's time to explore what's been holding you back and open the door to something new, something beautiful. So let me share a personal story. Like many of my clients, I found myself drawn to partners who couldn't or wouldn't truly show up for me. And they were distant, inconsistent, or emotionally closed off in some way. And every time I'd convince myself if I just try harder, if I'm more patient, more understanding, more helpful, maybe this time it would be different. It was like trying to hold on to water. You know, it didn't matter how much effort I poured into it. It would just always just slip through my fingers. The more I gave, the emptier I felt. What I didn't realize back then, and I do now, that I wasn't just choosing unavailable partners. I was showing up as unavailable also, and I had no idea at the time how guarded I was, how deeply I was trying to protect myself from being hurt. I didn't realize the walls that I'd built around my heart because it'd been there for so long. I wasn't just afraid of getting hurt. I was terrified of being fully seen. Because if someone really got close to me and I let them see me, what if they saw something they didn't like? What if they left? Oh my goodness. That fear of abandonment is what kept me from the connection that I really wanted, I longed for. Didn't know how to find it. And the turning point for me didn't happen overnight. It came when I stopped asking what's wrong with them. Why can't they commit? Why did they keep pulling away? And started asking the harder, much deeper question and more powerful question, what's happening inside of me that I keep choosing this dynamic? And this question wasn't about blaming myself. I know it can feel that way, like, what am I doing wrong? But that's not what it's about. It's about taking on more responsibility for the relationships. It's not taking on responsibility for the relationship's failure. It's about understanding, truly understanding why these kinds of relationships feel so familiar, so comfortable. What was it in me that found comfort, even safety, in someone else's emotional unavailability, someone else's even physical unavailability, lack of commitment? What about my emotional unavailability, right? That was much easier. So here's what I realized. My early experiences of love taught me that connection wasn't guaranteed, or that connection was not safe, even, or that it was conditional, all of those things. If I give you this, then you'll love me. Right? There's the conditionality of it. And that belief had become so ingrained that I kept replaying it in my adult relationships, unconsciously drawn to people who made me feel like I had to fight for their affection, prove that I was worthy of it. And while I could easily point to their behavior, how they avoided commitment or how they left me feeling unsure, it was really my own patterns that kept me stuck. And I wasn't showing up fully because deep down, I didn't believe that I was worthy of the kind of love that I longed for. This realization was so painful, but it was also incredibly freeing because from that moment, there's the fork in the road. From that moment, I began to see that breaking this cycle wasn't about fixing myself or figuring out how to win someone's love. It was about looking deeply at those old patterns, holding compassion for the part of me that created them, and then choosing, consciously choosing to show up differently. Now, that's the hard part, like to actually take different actions to do something different. That was the hard part, but a total game changer for me. And again, for many of my clients, because once I figured that out and how to do it and how to hold myself accountable to those changes, I was able to provide that for other people. So it, you know, if you're here feeling exhausted, frustrated, or like you'll never find the love that you're looking for, I want you to know that I've been there. I've felt that ache, that loneliness, and the relentless self-doubt. But I also want you to know that there's a way out. It starts with you, not with aspiring to be better, but with understanding and honoring the deeper patterns that have been protecting you all along. They don't really protect you, but that's the felt sense, right? And then it's about stepping into a new way of being. One that opens the door to the connection that you truly, truly deserve. So we need help. Usually we need help, some help doing that because those patterns are so hard to see when you're in the middle of them. But you're not alone in this, and you don't have to figure it out on all on your own. So let's do a little exploring together today and reveal what's beneath the story that you've been telling yourself. So let's do a little uncovering of what lies beneath the surface of those frustrating, unfulfilling relationships. We're going to explore a little bit the telltale traits of unavailable partners, what they do, and more importantly, how you might be responding to them. There's the key right there. We're going to look at why we're drawn to these dynamics, even when they leave us feeling unseen and unvalued. And then we're also going to look at some steps that you can take to step outside of those old unconscious patterns, set boundaries with confidence, and open yourself up to healthy, available, deeply fulfilling connections. Remember, it's a process, right? But by the end of this episode, you'll see what you can do, some steps you can take, what you can do to start changing these patterns. And it's going to all come down to you showing up in a new way. And again, I'm going to say this probably a few times, but it's not because there's anything wrong with you, but because you're ready to invite the kind of love that you've always deserved. And you need to show up differently in order to do that. So this is where the transformation begins. And I'm so honored to be walking this path with you, even if it's just in this one episode. Let's take those steps. Let's dive in and start with a question. The question is, how can I tell if someone is emotionally unavailable? Now, this is not always obvious at first. Sometimes it even feels like they're perfect in the beginning, but over time, their behavior starts to paint a picture. So let's break it down a little bit. Here are some of the signs to be aware of. One sign is that they don't follow through on what they say they'll do, right? You might call that something else, but this is one of the signs of unavailability. Maybe they say they'll call, but they never do. Or they make plans only to cancel at the last minute with some lame excuse that leaves you feeling like an afterthought. Maybe they even cancel after they were supposed to show up to pick you up or to meet you somewhere, and they never even thought to give you a call, give you a heads up, right? So they don't follow through on what they say they'll do is one of the signs. The next sign is they avoid deeper connections. So you'll notice that in this situation, the conversations stay at a surface level. They'll even dodge vulnerability or intimacy. They'll use humor or distraction to stay away from meaningful topics. You might open up only to feel like you're talking to a wall when it's their turn to share. Now, this is interesting too, because you might be participating in this, and we'll talk about this more later too, but maybe you're dodging the vulnerability. Maybe you're using humor, right? So maybe you're also avoiding deeper connections. And when you avoid deeper connection, then you're actually participating in someone else's unavailability, because guess what? You're taking those actions. All right. So this isn't to go into blame or shame or anything, but truly you have to see what you're doing in order to make the changes. And it would be scary to open up to a deeper connection. The next sign to be aware of is when someone prioritizes other aspects of their life over the relationship. They say they want a committed relationship, but whether it's their career, hobbies, friends, or even their ex-partner, it just always seems like you're not at the top of their list. You find yourself waiting or wondering when or if they'll ever make you a priority. That's actually a clue, right? And then the next sign is that their communication is inconsistent. So one day they may be warm and engaging, really showering you with attention, and the next they're distant and unreachable. They're leaving you questioning, well, did I do something wrong, or what's going on? What did I do? This can really feel like a roller coaster, and it can keep you on edge. When you have that feeling, name it as one of the signs of possible unavailability. So let's talk about how these traits show up in behavior patterns. And this may be at the beginning of a relationship. So you've probably heard of the term breadcrumbing. This is where somebody gives you just enough attention to keep you hooked, but they never really fully commit. It's a text here, pause, a sweet gesture there. Pause, right? Just enough to make you think that things might change, but they never do. And then the next trait, the next behavior pattern is ghosting. So maybe they just disappear without explanation, leaving you feeling hurt and confused and wondering what you did to drive them away. I'm going to tell you, you didn't do anything. This is a behavior pattern that speaks to unavailability. And then the next pattern of behavior is love bombing. You've probably heard that as well. At the start, this person seems kind of perfect. They lavish you with attention and affection and promises, you know. But as soon as things start to deepen, then they pull away, leaving you wondering if it was all an act. Right? That love bombing is when that happens at the beginning, this is really a pacing issue, right? They don't even know you and they're all in love. Like, how could anybody be? I mean, I'm sure that you're com why wouldn't anyone be in love with you, right? But from this perspective, they don't really know you well enough and you don't know them well enough to let that in. So in this situation, you really need to become aware of your own pacing in a relationship so that that's not that doesn't end up taking you down. All right, so then after all of that, there's an emotional impact. So if any of this feels familiar, you're not alone. All of these behaviors can leave you second guessing yourself and questioning your worth. It's super easy to fall into the trap of trying harder, thinking if I just show them how amazing I am, then they'll fully commit. That doesn't work. Why? Because here's the truth. Their behaviors aren't about you. Often these actions stem from their own unresolved wounds or fears of intimacy. Maybe they were hurt in the past, or maybe they've never learned how to truly connect. But their inability to be present doesn't mean you have to settle for less. But it might feel familiar, so you stay engaged, right? So this is gonna be where it starts to take a turn here. Here's a key insight here that I really, write this down. It's where things can get real, very real, real fast. So it's important to recognize their behavior, but the real shift comes when you start looking at your behavior. Again, without shame, without blame, without making yourself wrong, it's simply you have to raise awareness in order to be able to do something different. So you have to look at your behavior, not theirs. So look at what you do when they engage in those behaviors. So when they breadcrumb, do you hang on hoping for more? When they ghost you, do you blame yourself or do you keep the door open in case they come back? Right? These are things that you want to look at. What do you do in these situations? When they love bomb, do you fall head first? Do you ignore the red flags? These are your behaviors on how you respond to, right? How you respond. So the truth is, their behavior only continues because of how you respond to it. So maybe you stay silent, trying to not rock the boat. Maybe you overextend yourself and you're trying to prove you're worth their time. And these are really underneath your behaviors. These are unconscious survival strategies that you've likely carried for years. And the patterns of your behaviors are rooted in the belief that sounds something like, well, this is the best I can hope for. But here's where you can find your authentic power. It's in changing this dynamic by changing how you show up. So when you stop accepting crumbs and you start addressing the behaviors that don't align with what you truly want, then everything shifts. I promise you, Everything shifts from that, from your choice to address these things directly, to not just accept them. And you know what? It doesn't mean that their behavior will magically change, but it will give you the clarity to see who they really are outside of their patterns when you show up in a different way than what they're used to. Because they're probably used to you, people showing up in the way that you do. So when you show up differently, they're going to take notice. So, you'll have the clarity to see who they really are and whether they have the capacity to meet you where you are. Do they want the same things as you? Are they right? So this is the moment that you take your power back from the past. You stop bending yourself to fit into someone else's mold. So let's get into a little bit about why these patterns exist and, more importantly, how you can start breaking free. So, why are we drawn? Why is it that we are so often we find ourselves drawn to unavailable partners? Why? This is a great why. How does this happen? How do we end up in relationships where we're constantly trying to earn love or struggling to get someone to show up fully? And the answer to this lies deep within our past. For many of us, early experiences with love, whether it was inconsistent caregiving, childhood trauma, or the feeling that love was conditional, these all set the stage for the unconscious patterns that we carry into adulthood. As children, we're learning about ourselves and about love in ways that shape how we see the world and ourselves. If you grew up in a home where love felt conditional, or perhaps it was even unpredictable in ways, you may have internalized a belief that love had to be earned or that it wasn't safe to fully open up. As a child, your mind is simply trying to make sense of what you're experiencing. The younger you are, the less able you are to differentiate between healthy, consistent love and the emotional manipulation or inconsistency that can occur in our family dynamics. So as a result, we just automatically do this. You create beliefs to protect yourself. Beliefs like, if I don't give them what they want, they'll leave. If, as a child, if they leave, that's very dangerous because our survival depends on other people. If I ask for too much, then they won't want me, they'll reject me. Well, again, for a child to be rejected means certain death, right? So we'd better not ask for too much. And then, maybe one of the beliefs is this is the best I can hope for, so better not. It's kind of connected to the last one, but better not ask for more. So you settle, just settle for it because you'll just accept the crumbs. Because what would happen if you didn't have that? In a child's mind, it's about survival. But then we become enmeshed with this when we grow up because nobody's corrected our thinking. And I'm here to correct the thinking. I'm here to give you a different way to see these things. So these beliefs, no matter how inaccurate they are, stick with you throughout time. They become part of your unconscious internal programming, sitting there quietly in your psyche, often going unnoticed. But the impact is real. These beliefs shape the way you show up in relationships, and they set the bar for what you're willing to receive, what you're willing to accept. Because we carry these beliefs into our adult lives and we unknowingly attract partners who mirror these beliefs, who mirror these childhood wounds and how we felt when we were young. So maybe people show up distant and unavailable or hesitant to commit, but in a strange way, the familiarity feels a little like safety, like we're repeating an old pattern we've known for most our lives. It can actually feel like home base, and doing anything different can feel like we're going to die. Okay, I mean that the visceral feeling of like just being that far out of our comfort zone. But that's what we need to learn how to tolerate, is being outside of that comfort zone so that we can explore a different way. We can try on different ways of being that will lead us to what we want. And it takes time. It takes time. This is really where it gets very interesting and really uncomfortable to hear. The pull toward unavailable partners is likely an unconscious way of protecting yourself. And we want to look at that without shame, without making ourselves wrong. That's how it works. That's how it got developed. So we actually need to bring compassion to the part of us that is still trying to protect ourselves from something that isn't even a threat anymore. If you choose someone today, if you choose someone who can't or won't fully show up, you don't have to risk the vulnerability that comes with real intimacy. You don't have to risk being hurt or rejected if you're with someone who's emotionally distant from the beginning. At first, this might sound like it's easier, and it actually is easier. It doesn't just sound like it is easier. One of my teachers said there's Hardy's hard. Hard, easy, and stupid easy. Did she say that? Hard, easy, and stupid easy? Right. But we went, or hard, stupid, hard, and easy. I don't know. I can't remember exactly what it is that she said, but we want to put effort into the right direction. And there's no amount of effort that would be a waste for you to leave the comfort of what's familiar and take the risks to create something different. So, because if you're, when you look at it, when to stay safe and easier, if you're not truly opening up to someone who might hurt you, then it might feel easier, safer. But the painful truth is that by staying in that cycle, it's you who remains unavailable, which means you don't get the connection and love that you say you want. And if you're comfortable with that, it could be a sign of your own vulnerability around feeling safe and wanting to avoid rejection. So hear me out. You're keeping yourself emotionally closed off, even if you don't know it. Maybe you tell yourself that it's their fault, they can't commit, they don't care enough. But when you look more closely, really honestly and openly, look more closely, you'll see the defense mechanism that you created to protect yourself. You've learned that love is unsafe, so you settle for crumbs instead of asking for what you want. You shut down emotionally because deep down you're afraid of being vulnerable. You're afraid that if you show the real you, the messy, imperfect, authentic you, then they'll leave and you'll be alone. This might be a hard pill to swallow, but honestly, it's worth it. Seeing this can lead, does lead, absolutely, not can, it does lead to freedom. This is a really important realization. You're still protecting yourself from the vulnerability that true intimacy demands. And as much as you might tell yourself it's all their fault for being emotionally unavailable, you are part of that dance. And again, I'm going to say this as many times as it because as needed, because it can feel like I'm saying it's all your fault, and that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you have the power as when you can see this, then you can get off that dance floor without being able to see it, that you're actually part of the dance, and you continue to blame someone else and make, be the victim inside of that. Then you just stay that victim throughout your life. But when you realize you're part of that dance and you get off the dance floor, then you can see things. You can see what, your action can take differently. So the cycle begins to shift when you start showing up differently, not when they do. You don't wait for them to show up differently. The cycle shifts, changes, transforms when you start showing up differently. When you choose to bring your full self, your clarity, your boundaries, your needs, your messiness into the relationship from the start, it feels like a huge risk. Believe me, I know. It's terrifying to ask for what you want and what you need when you've been taught to accept less or to suppress your own desires. The price to pay for having a quality of relationship that you want, the quality of relationship you want, is the courage it takes to break the patterns that have kept you stuck, to break your patterns. And when you change your patterns of behavior, well, that's where the magic happens. I promise you, that's where it happens. That's where it all happens. When you begin to bring this clarity to your relationships, when you stop accepting less than you deserve, you start to see things differently. The partner who's emotionally available won't shy away from your needs or boundaries. They'll step up to meet them and they'll respect them. And the one who isn't available, well, you'll see it clearly, and that will give you the information that you need to walk away sooner rather than staying for an unspecified amount of waiting for them to change. This type of change does not happen overnight or without some type of guidance. Typically, I found that. But it all starts with making one choice to show up differently. When you make that choice again and again, you start to break the cycle. You take back control of your own life and your own destiny and your own relationships. You begin to attract healthy, fulfilling relationships. That's the benefit. That's the payoff of the cost, the fears, facing your fears. So breaking free from the cycle of attracting unavailable partners isn't about flipping a switch and then magically transforming your relationships overnight. No. It's taken me years to get to the point where my relationships are in order. And I don't think it ever ends. There's always something that I can do more, around this and be more authentic and show up more fully. And then I see when I do that, I get more of what I want in relationship. So it starts by the small intentional shifts that, and each one building on the last. So, and that, making the shifts starts with awareness and then it grows over time into a new way of being. So let's just take a little walk through the basic steps of the relationship breakthrough blueprint that I give to my clients. The first step is awareness. Awareness is key. That first key is breaking free is raising your awareness. And we talked about it a lot here. I've mentioned it many times, but that's there's the foundation right there. By gently and compassionately shining a light on what's really happening in your relationships. So I'm going to give you some questions here to contemplate, to think about, and take a moment to reflect on a relationship. This could be a past relationship, or it could be one that you're in now, or it could be just like a conglomeration of what actually shows up because we're looking for patterns, right? So ask yourself, what patterns do I notice? And take a moment. You might write these questions down and really take some time later to look more deeply and do some journaling around it because the more awareness that you can gain from this, the more power you have to change the patterns and to get what you want in relationship. So that first question to ask yourself, what patterns do I notice? So you want to look for similarities in the types of people that you're drawn to or the ways that relationships typically unfold for you. For example, do you find yourself waiting for someone to show up only to be disappointed? Right? Does somebody always cancel? You're looking for the pattern. What always happens? The next question to ask yourself is, how do I respond? We'll use the will to, to someone's behavior. We'll use what we've been talking about with breadcrumbs and ghosting and love bombing. So how do I respond when someone breadcrumbs, ghosts, or love bombs me? So write that question down. How do I respond when someone, you can fill in the blank, but breadcrumbs, ghosts, or love bombs me? So do you just notice? Do you stay quiet? Do you hope that they'll come around? Do you ignore the red flags and you convince yourself that nothing is happening? Or maybe you blame yourself, thinking that maybe you did something wrong. Just notice what your response is, right? Do you ignore it, pretend it'll go away, right? And then this last question here, we'll look at some other questions later on, but for this section, ask yourself what beliefs about myself might be influencing these choices. Oh, this question is so powerful. If you can really look at and really identify what those beliefs are, what beliefs about myself might be influencing my choices? So, do you believe that you have to work hard to earn love? One of my core beliefs is that I don't matter. So do you tell yourself that your needs aren't as important as someone else's? Maybe you just assume this is as good as it gets, and you have to accept this, or you'll just be alone, right? So what beliefs about myself might be influencing these choices? I don't matter. Believe I'm not worthy. Believe I'm not lovable. These are I'm not safe, right? These could be influencing your choices. And remember, I'm going to say this. I'd say this again and again, and I'm just going to say it again. So this process to look isn't about blaming yourself or feeling ashamed. It's about gaining a deeper understanding that leads to change. And I repeat this again and again because I know how easy it is to go into self-blame when we notice the patterns and the actions that we're taking. And when we do that, we can fall into shame, and shame doesn't help. It's just not helpful. But awareness is the doorway to change. And every insight that you uncover is a step towards your freedom. So celebrate your awareness instead of letting it take you down, okay? Imagine yourself peeling back the layers, gently uncovering the beliefs and patterns that have been running the show. And when you see them clearly, you can start to make new choices. So let's look at the second step, which is to define your non-negotiables. And here's something really important that to do even before you start dating. If you have started dating someone, then do it now. It's okay. It's crucial to get clear on what you truly want in a relationship. And I don't mean to create a long checklist of superficial traits, but to take the time to define your non-negotiables, the things that truly matter most to you. So to define your non-negotiables, here's a couple questions you can ask yourself. Let's just work with the availability. What does availability look like to me? What does it look like when someone is available? And I'm assuming here you want someone who's available, showing up. So we're going to say that that's a non-negotiable. They need to show up, but you have to be able to define it, to see it. What does it look like? What does the availability look like to me? Maybe it's someone who communicates consistently, follows through on their words, or is willing to grow alongside you. Whatever it is, write it down, right? So then those become some of your non-negotiables. Somebody who communicates consistently with me, someone who follows through on their words, someone who is willing to grow alongside me, right? And then the second question is, what values do I want to share with a partner? What values do I want to share with a partner? These could be things like honesty, kindness, or a commitment to personal growth. Whatever they are for you, write them down. When you're clear on your non-negotiables, you'll have a foundation to make wise choices from. And here's the key. When you notice that something doesn't align with these values or behaviors, don't just sweep them under the rug, but don't just end things without this next step. This is a crucial step. When you're clear on your non-negotiables, you have the foundation, right? So here's the next step. Instead of assuming why someone's behaving a certain way or assuming their values are different than yours because of something they did, or said, or didn't do, or didn't say, I want you to communicate directly with them. For example, If their communication feels inconsistent, you could ask, you could say to them, "Hey, I've noticed that there are gaps in how we're connecting. And I'd really like to know, is there something going on that's getting in the way of you showing up consistently with me?" You see how direct that communication is, instead of keeping it in your mind, making it up, talking to your friends about it, what they're doing, what a jerk they are. Oh, goes on forever. Another thing that you could say, which is maybe even a little bit more edgy, but I love this one. You might say something like, "You know, if you continue to be inconsistent, I really like you. You know, you can tell them I really like you. I really want enjoy the connection that we do have. And I just really, this is what I'm committed to. This is where I'm going in my life and relationship. And if you continue to be inconsistent with how you're connecting with me, I'm going to lose interest. So if you want to keep my attention, you're going to have to show up better than what you are." See, feel how, whoa, when I share that with some of my clients, they're like, "Whoa, I don't know." But when they say it, wow, the respect that they get back. And you won't always get the respect back. Someone might go, "Oh, you're so controlling." Okay, either way, you just won, because you, and it's not about winning, but you know what I mean. Like, you just got the information that you needed. If they're going to minimize what you're saying or shame you for what you're saying or asking or being clear, then that's the information. That's the point to say, "You know what? This connection is not really serving me, so I'm going to bow out." But what you're probably going to find more often, you're going to find that they'll re really respect that and go, "Wow, if they like you and they want, you know, if they want to continue, then they'll go, yeah, I can do that. I will. I didn't know that you needed that. I will be consistent from this point forward." So how they respond to the what you say to them will tell you everything that you need to know. If you don't say anything, then you don't have the information you need. But if you say something, then their response tells you what you need to know. If they dismiss your concerns or get defensive, it's a red flag. But if they acknowledge your feelings, repair the break in connection, and make an effort to adjust, well, that's the green light that you're looking for. And that's worth it, because that takes you in the direction of the connection. This step really is about learning to discern whether someone is capable of meeting you where you are. So don't reject them outright. Instead, give them a chance to respond and listen carefully to what their actions say. The third step is to, you know, build your worth, your self-worth, your sense of worthiness through action. So here's something to remember, and you might even want to write this down. Your self-worth isn't something you find, it's something you build. Your self-worth isn't something you find, it's something you build. And the way that you build it is through small, consistent actions that take you outside of your unconscious patterned behavior. Every time you act in alignment with your needs and values, you strengthen your sense of worth. Very, very powerful. Some really simple but profound actions that will grow your sense of worth include pausing before reacting to old triggers. When someone's behavior activates you, maybe they cancel plans or give you a lukewarm response, pause. Take a deep breath and ask yourself what's true right now. Instead of jumping to conclusions, create a moment of space to respond intentionally. Then you check out your assumptions. Instead of letting your mind spiral into worst-case scenarios, address their behavior directly. "I noticed you've been distant. Is there something you'd like to share?" This not only helps you gather real information, but also shifts the dynamic toward openness and honesty. And then the next thing is to acknowledge your wins. Every time you set a boundary, every time you speak up, every time you take a risk to show up authentically, take a moment to celebrate, to congratulate yourself. These small actions are proof that you're showing up differently. And remember, that's how change happens. Now, step number four is embrace your inner child. But there's a second part to it. Lead with your adult self. I'm not, inner child work is great. That's not what I do. But we do need to embrace your inner child, but lead with your adult self. This part is so important. So let's really take a moment to honor it. Your child's strategies, the ways that you learned to protect yourself, were brilliant at the time. Maybe you shut down to avoid conflict. Maybe you overgave to earn approval, like we mentioned earlier, right? These were the tools that you had at the time and they kept you safe. But guess what? You're not that child anymore. And those things aren't happening today. If they are, then you need to get a different type of support. But for most of us, you're not a child anymore, and those things that were happening then aren't happening today. So those strategies might feel familiar, but they're not going to create the quality of connection that you want. Your power lies in consciously choosing new behaviors. It's not easy and it can feel scary at first, but every time you take the risk to be authentic, to ask for what you want, to set a boundary, you're stepping into your adult self. So do so with kindness towards a part of you that doesn't know how to do that. And here's a truth. The connection you're craving won't come from overgiving or bending yourself to meet someone else's needs. It will come from showing up as the real you, messy, imperfect, and deeply human. It will come from trusting that your needs matter and that you are worthy of having them met. Even if you don't believe it because of the wounding, you act as if. Right. So give yourself compassion for the ways that you've coped in the past. Celebrate the brilliance of those strategies because they got you here. And also recognize that it's through your conscious actions today that you can create something extraordinary in your relationships. Take the risk to show up. Take the risk to ask for what you want. Take the risk to believe that you're worth it because you are. So, breaking free from these patterns is no small feat. It takes an incredible amount of courage to look at yourself with this depth of honesty and compassion, and to recognize the ways that you've been stuck and then to choose a new way forward. It's not just about changing how you interact with others, it's about untangling those deeply ingrained beliefs that have shaped your relationships for so long. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. This is hard work. It's uncomfortable. And there will be moments when it feels easier to stay in the familiar patterns, even if they hurt, because change feels scary or overwhelming. But here's what I want you to know. Every step you take towards showing up differently, every moment of awareness, every boundary that you set, every time you choose yourself, is a step toward the love and connection you deserve. And that's worth fighting for. So here's something I want you to really take in. Progress is not about perfection. I used to think it was, but it's not. It's about the small, steady shifts that add up over time. Moving forward, when you recognize a pattern that you hadn't seen before, celebrate that. When you set a tiny boundary, even if your voice shakes when you set it, that's huge. Or maybe for the first time, you choose to walk away from someone who isn't showing up for you, even though it's hard. That's a win worth celebrating. These moments, as small as they might feel, are the building blocks of something extraordinary. Each one is proof that you're showing up differently, that you're choosing yourself in ways you never have before. So don't downplay these conscious choices. Take a moment to acknowledge your progress and let it sink in. This is how transformation happens, not in giant leaps, but in small, consistent steps. And there's one thing that I want to leave you with. You are not defined by your past patterns. Your history doesn't dictate your future, and you are not destined to repeat the same cycles forever. Change is possible, not just for others, but for you. I've seen it time and time again. Clients who felt trapped in some pattern for years, decades even, have broken free. And I've guided them to show up differently, to set boundaries, to trust themselves. And you know what happens? The world responds. Surprise! People who are ready to meet you at your level start to appear. Through your new actions, you create space for healthy, fulfilling, deeply connected relationships to come into your life. When you commit to showing up fully as your authentic self with your needs and boundaries intact, you'll be amazed at what you attract. The love you've been longing for, it's possible. The connection you've dreamed with of, it's within reach. And it all starts with you. So take heart. This journey will be challenging, but it will also be deeply rewarding. You're not alone in this, and every step you take brings you closer to the love you deserve. Keep going. You're worth it. And as we end for today, I want to thank you so much for investing this time with me. I know the journey of breaking free from old patterns isn't easy, and I'm inspired by you taking this step, whether it's simply listening, reflecting, answering the questions that I gave you, or starting to put new ideas into action. Every moment that you dedicate to understanding yourself more deeply is a moment closer to the love and connection that you deserve. So if today's episode speaks to you, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Feel free to reach out to me. Maybe you're noticing some of these patterns in your own relationships, or maybe you've identified the steps you need to take to show up differently. Whatever your experience, your story matters. You can share your reflections with me. Email me, send me a message at mycoachingworks@gmail.com. Join one of my workshops. Connect with me on social media at Facebook, Layla, Coach Layla, Leila. Catch me at my website, www.laylareyes.com, Leilareyes. And if you want support taking your next steps, going from trauma to true love, I'm all in with you. This is what I do and what I love doing and what I get the most success with. Next time, next episode, I'll share some tools that allow you to connect more deeply, not just with a partner, but with yourself. And they're absolutely life-changing. I can't wait to share them with you. Until then, I want to leave you with this. Take care of your heart. Be gentle with yourself as you navigate making changes. Honor your worth by treating yourself with the love and care that you long to receive. And above all, remember this. You are deserving of the love you dream of. It's closer than you think. And it all begins with you showing up as your true self. Thank you for joining me on this episode of From Trauma to True Love. I honor your courage for being here, taking steps towards the love and connection that you truly desire. I've been there too, stuck in painful patterns, longing for love but unsure how to create it in a way that felt safe, real, and lasting. You don't have to figure it all out on your own. If you're ready to explore what's been holding you back and discover what's truly possible for your relationships, I would love to support you. Visit Leila Reyes, Leilareyes, Leila Reyes, and schedule a call today. We'll take the first step together toward the deep, meaningful love that you were born to have. I can't wait to connect with you. Until next time, take good care of yourself and know that real, lasting love is within your reach.